This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy. So enjoy.
Oh, baby. You're in the mood for some filthy pedo talk. I got you. You know your pedo queen knows exactly what you want and need. And let's not waste any time. Take that pedo daddy dick out. Take it out. Grip hard. And listen to my sweet, honey-like voice pour into your ears, filling your mind with the filthiest trigger words and the most depraved and sick scenarios. I know my pedo king gets so worked up. It's like you crave this drug, that hit of pure child rape trigger words right into your veins, sending you deep into a spiral of pedo-gooning. I know, baby. I know that daddy has a nice, aggressive, fat, perverted cock that needs all these words. Pedophile. Pedo-rape. Child rape. Middle school rape sleeves, brace-faced preteen rape sluts. I know there's your first hit. Feel it deep inside your pedophile cock. And my pedo king, I know you're not like the others. You need darker, more twisted, violent and deadly, non-consensual and sick. That's okay, baby. I want you to be that child-murdering pedophile that lives inside of you. I'm going to feed you all the filth you need. Your child rape accomplice. And you know, every pump of that pedo dick, every throb that you have to these delicious trigger words, you're pumping to my child porn. That's right, pedo daddy. Your pedo queen's child porn poured into your ears. Pedo daddy's favorite porn. Child rape porn. And you know, I'm going to feed it to you. Feed you child porn until that pedo dick is completely dry and milked of all that perversion. But you know you'll always come back. My pedo king always has this desire and need. And that's okay. Let your pedophile queen take you on a child rape bender. Imagine that I was the good accomplice that I am. and I had your whole weekend planned. All kinds of kidnapped, underage rape treats just for you. All ages. High school cock teases. Middle school cuties. And even elementary school preteen rape meat. I wouldn't let you sleep. The whole weekend, I just offer one after another. Pretty little rape treats of all ages. Begging, crying, so scared of the mean pedo rapist. Chained and bound, all nude and humiliated. For you, each one and every single underage girl watching each other get raped, forced to watch, which, you know, ups the humiliation for them. Like, imagine that sweet 16 rape treat, thinks she's all big and bad. Think she has life figured out until this weekend. Until I encourage you to rape her in front of all those little girls, her best friend, girls that are 10 years younger than her, all watching her get raped by some aggressive, insatiable pedophile rapist. You. And then, of course, she'd watch every single little girl get raped in front of her, forcing a 16-year-old to watch real child sex, especially with, say, the youngest being 8 years old, all flat, underdeveloped. The epitome of little girl, immature, petite, young. And that 16-year-old teen being forced to watch you violate her child's pussy. And to make it even more fun, I give her a vibrator and make her come while watching you rape little girls of all ages, her crying, disgusted at the fact that a grown man wants to have sex with such young girls. And in the middle of crying and her disgust, convulsing and shaking, coming over and over again. And I tell you, after each time she came, Pedo King, go rape that creamy, freshly orgasmed teen cunt. Rape her. Punish her, Daddy. Punish her for being such a horny little whore, coming the child rape. You'd punish her, right? Pedo Daddy, you'd punish a 16-year-old for being such a filthy, horny whore. I know you would, Pedo Daddy. You'd punish each and every single one. The brace-faced sixth grader with freckles, fresh budding tits. You groping her freshly grown sixth grader tits while I jerk you to completion. A hand job until you bust a big fat pedo nut all over that girl's braces. watching your cum ooze between that brace face cocktease and any little girls that tried to be little fucking brats. You know what I'm talking about. The rape treats that like to fight back a little bit too much. Too much complaining and whining. They'd have to go over there and clean her braces off. Make out with a sixth grader just to get your cum out of her braces. Or let's talk about the 13-year-old that would be enslaved to you for that weekend of your pedo rapist bender. 13-year-old eighth grader, nicely developed, one of pedo daddy's favorites, developed enough to truly turn you on, but young enough to feed that sick fuck inside of you, a little tween pussy that's still bald. Now imagine the prettiest eighth grader you can imagine. I'll help you, pedo king. Red hair, porcelain pale skin, delightfully young curvy body, pink nipples, and B-cup perky tits, puffy little pink nipples, but bound to your bed. Tears streaming down her face. And when your cock comes over, your big, fat, veiny, aggressive pedo dick, she starts begging, pleading, please don't rape me. I've never had sex before. I don't want to lose my virginity this way. Please don't rape me. Please don't. I'm too young. And you know what I would make happen? Because I would see an opportunity. I'd untie her and make her rape herself against your cock. Making a child, a 13-year-old, ride and rape herself. Humiliating her because I could hear how wet her tween cunt sounds grinding against your pedophile dick, telling her you must like pedophiles, you fucking whore. You deep in that goon hole yet? Are you feeling heightened levels of sick pedophile cock pleasure? Let me give you more hits. Hits of your drug. My silky voice pouring drip after drip of your favorite disgusting trigger words. My pedophile king. My child molester. My pedophile rapist, my pedo gooning junkie, hit after hit, dopamine rushing, eyes rolling in the back of your head, just like that 13-year-old would have her eyes rolling in the back of her head from forced orgasm. From you with your hand around her neck, turning her into a silly little traumatized rape victim, confused on why her pussy is convulsing and feeling good from being forced to ride your dick. Or let's make it real nasty. Real fucked up. That 10-year-old that would be part of this pedophile rapist venture. Daddy's scared. Little preteen princess. I know. My pedo daddy would walk over and stroke her pretty little face as your dick is in your hands, pumping to the sight of her little doe eyes looking up at you all scared. You reaching down and softly making out with a 10-year-old. Forcing your tongue in her mouth. All that is doing is fueling the hunger in your cock to violently rape her pretty little face. That moment where you break because she's just so fucking cute and fragile. That moment where you grab that little 10-year-old by your pigtails and skull rape her fucking silly, raping her unconscious, raping the breath out of her little 10-year-old body, ripping through the back of her preteen throat, even while she's unconscious. Because I know my pedo king likes his little rape treats all unconscious or even raped to death. You felt that, didn't you? You felt that throb, that twitch, hearing me say raped to death, especially such a young, beautiful little preteen. I know you want to ultimately dominate such a fragile, innocent, sexy little body. The perversion and fucked upness of it all, fueling you to rape her harder. This is the fucked up shit that you need. And I want you to keep pumping. I want you to keep edging until I get to the end of a countdown here soon. I want that ultimate explosion out of that pedophile cock to be so fucking strong and so violent. Such a brutal fucking explosion. Now don't come until I get to one. Here we go. 10. Imagine that 10-year-old preteen lay down in your bed. Puffy little child pussy being split open by your rapist dick. She's still unconscious, but that doesn't fucking stop you. It actually makes you want to spend more time with her, violently pounding her frail unconscious body. 9. But then she comes to. You're holding her by your tiny little hips, pumping your hips violently into her body. She starts screaming and squirming, which makes you even more aggressive, which turns you on to feel her squirming underneath you, which makes you put your hands down around her neck to hold that little bitch in place, using a 10-year-old's throat and neck as a fucking handle, as you rape and violate her young, underage body. 8. And the more she squirms, the more she tries to fight, it makes you even more brutal, more violent. You squeeze harder, making her little eyes pop open. You see the fear wash over her face, which is the hottest fucking thing to you. A preteen underneath you, panicking while you thrust deep inside, tightening your grip around her throat, knowing exactly what you're fucking doing while my voice is in your ears saying, seven, snuff that little bitch. Keep choking. Keep gripping. Rape her to death. My filthy pedo king. Choke that sexy little preteen until she's limp. Keep going. She's gonna look so fucking pretty, freshly dead. Six, you feel her tightening more and more. You feel it building, your pleasure building, your sick, twisted, murderous cock pleasure building as her life is diminishing. She's about to die on your fucking cock. Fuck and rape her harder. Your little snuffed out princess, your dead little doll, your rape treats. Rape her to death just because it feels fucking good. I know my pedo king likes his rape treats freshly dead, freshly raped, and primed for more fucking rape, because you know I'm going to make you fuck her more. You're gonna fuck that freshly dead pussy, but you need to rape it to death. Just like that. Five, fucking murdered on your cock. A 10-year-old limp in your hands. Keep pumping. Keep pumping. You can even explode in that little child pussy, but you're going to come more, aren't you? You've probably got multiple loads for a little 10-year-old like that. A freshly dead pussy needs more cum, doesn't it, pedo daddy? Four, I love how fucking sick you are. How you'd keep raping that freshly dead preteen rape sleeve. It's nothing but a fucking piece of meat at that point. I'm not even calling it a her. It's a fucking it. A dead little girl. A fucking toy. A cum dump. A pretty little cum dump. Three. Pedo daddy loves his necro rape, doesn't he? This is your ultimate drug right here. How sick and twisted it is. How humiliating it is for a little fucking rape toy. Not a little girl anymore, right? Not a she, not a her. It's an it. And it is humiliated in that moment. Nobody wants to be raped to death and then raped some more. But you... you do it. You necro-rape them until you are satisfied. Two, picture her frail little body all limp. That freshly dead fuck sleeve. That freshly dead rape sleeve for pedophile daddy. All limp and broken, all humiliated. Flopping about as you continue to rape that freshly dead rape toy. Just a fucking piece of underage meat for my pedo king. You ready to come, my pedo king? You ready to explode that rapist, murderous seed all over the place? One, come now, my pedophile. Pedophile king, make that pedophile cock burst, rope after rope of disgusting pedophile spunk right into that freshly dead rape sleeve, that pretty piece of dead meat that would be yours, pedophile daddy. That's it, right inside of there, right inside of a 10-year-old's dead pussy. That's so fucked up, but you love it. You love the snuff kitty porn, don't you, daddy? You do. You love the idea of just taking this little toy, taking her and using her like she's a fucking piece of trash, discarded, but absolutely appreciated. Because my pedophile daddy, he likes them young, don't you? You like them young, so you appreciate them, but they are trash. They are toys. Toys to break, toys to use. That's my pedophile king. I hope you feel better now. I know you probably feel better after that violent, aggressive, murderous love. You keep coming back to your pedophile queen. I'll feed you exactly what you need, baby. Almost like I'm your mother of ultimate perversion.